Hi everybody and welcome to our podcast. Hopefully you've managed to listen to some of our other sessions or episodes, as they're probably called. There's probably a name for podcast episodes. I don't know it. We've got together again today. So Sami Shah, hi. I hope all's well with you.
Hello, yes, all's good. I'm excited about our topic today.
Good, so am I. So I'm Esther Chesterman, just to introduce myself, if you haven't listened to any of the others, I'm the CEO of the National Extension College. And Sami, do you want to just introduce yourself again for any listeners that are new?
Yeah, I'm Sami, as Esther said, and I'm a assistant head in SEMH schools. I'm also an educational consultant. So yeah, a lot of my work is around inclusion.
Great. And we're really enjoying doing these, aren't we? We're finding we're getting a lot of engagement from people as well. So thank you for that. What's our topic today? So Sami, you suggested this one. You suggested we perhaps had a deep dive in 20 minutes into attendance. What was your thinking around that?
I think there's for those of us who are kind of in education are very aware that attendance is an issue and one that schools are struggling with, one that there's a lot being written about, and one that research is being done into, which, you know, quite excitingly I'm going to be involved in, and I will reveal more as we go along about that. But the question is around why young people aren't coming to school anymore. And I think as much as we look at the struggles around that, we do know certain things that since COVID it's become harder for children to go to school. And it's such an important topic that I thought we're not going to solve anything today, but let's start having the conversation as to what's happening in schools.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for raising it. So I had a quick look around at some of the data. There's a very good organisation called FFT Data Labs. So interestingly, so they've looked at the data up to October this year. So it's very current, very relevant. Interesting primary pupil data, that's less than last year. Students missing sessions is less. However, secondary, this is where the issues are. So 7.9% of sessions missed by secondary pupils so far this year. And that's higher than pre-pandemic, which was 5.6%. So it looks as if primary students are coming back to that pre-pandemic state. I mean, still any session missed is not where we want to be, but that's great. You know, the data showing it's going down. However, there is real issues still with secondary schools. And interestingly, it's really regionalised, and that I think is quite fascinating, isn't it? So the real issue is the northeast. So apparently London is the lowest, which is, I was quite surprised by that. But the northeast remains the region with the highest absent rates. So I don't know what. It'd be really interesting to unpick that, wouldn't it, from a regional perspective and think, is it around schools working together? Is it around a cultural aspect within certain areas? Is it around how schools are operating, what strategies they're putting in place, and is that best practice being shared? I don't know. I don't know what that regional difference could be down to.
I think that's really interesting. Actually, I find the London one fascinating as well. Yeah. But I think the thing that you're pointing out there, and that's important, is the why aren't young people coming to school? And I do sometimes wonder about when we talk about best practice and what are some schools doing that's working and some schools that aren't. But sometimes it's just more complex than that, isn't there? There could be factors involved which go beyond what's happening with what the schools are doing, but we go beyond that in terms of you know, there could be like struggles that young people are having, their mental health. We know that kids who are on free school meals, their attendance is often lower. Like, are there struggles happening beyond what schools are doing?
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go on.
One of the things, when I was doing a little bit of research in it, what surprised me was the sort of strategies that were being discussed and being heralded as being really effective, and obviously that's interesting, were mainly based around parental engagement. Mm. There seemed to be very little around what are the reasonings, you said? What is the complex reasoning around students are not attending school? And what is it that these students are feeling? What are they experiencing around that? It was mainly around parental engagement with absenteeism tended to suggest that positive parental engagement, you know, sort of lowered absenteeism. Now, I find that quite fascinating. It, in some respects, to me, it feels quite a legacy strategy, a legacy approach. And I'm just wondering whether there's any data around where schools are using, you know, strategies and interventions much more student-focused than parent-focused.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I think that kind of, I think there is a legacy around this. I think you're right. And the blame that's often comes with parents not being able to bring their kids into school, which we know, like finding parents and, you know, making attendance the issue there with them. But I think it is a much more layered and complex reason. I don't think it's just a matter of like parent thinking, oh, you know, being okay with this. This is why I think the pandemic, the post-pandemic sort of the lockdown and the impact is interesting, because I think it just made it acceptable for children not to go to school. And you can see this along, and this is anecdotal, but you can see this along with that very, those very year 11s where they went through, their exams were cancelled and everything was cancelled. When you see them at university, I think if we heard from universities, they'd be much likely not to attend lectures if they don't feel like going in.
Yeah, so that long, that's really an interesting point, Sammy. So that longitudinal study, which I'm hoping somebody is doing, and that's one of the things we can do, is try and find out if that is happening.
Yeah.
Around the experience the students had during the pandemic, and then obviously how does that translate into further education, higher education and lifelong learning. I mean, the .gov working together to support school attendance. So their headline sort of comment is the most effective schools consistently promote the benefits of good attendance at school, set high expectations for every pupil and communicate these expectations clearly and consistently to pupils and parents, systematically analyse their data to identify patterns to target their improvement efforts. And that data piece came through quite a lot, actually. And I can understand that in a large multi-academy trust or a large school, having an attendance officer who has a real understanding of how to look for patterns, trends, and really then what needs to happen is there needs to be a good intervention strategy behind that. The data is only one part of this.
Yeah. And the data doesn't tell the full story either. Like, you can look at the data and you can have various reasons associated with that, why they're not coming. There could be young people who really struggle with, they could have, you know, mental health needs or ASD needs, or there could be issues going on, but they don't, they, that doesn't divide, take everything even further as to what's going on. So the data tells you some really important things. And I really like your point about using that in order to look at strategies and interventions, but actually it doesn't tell us the whole picture either. And I think, I mean, when I've spoken to other schools, they would definitely go back to kind of lockdown, they'd look at where was that child during lockdown, what year were they in, were they impacted? If it was a year in which they experienced significant lockdown, they'll be able to say, oh yeah, they've been year 9 now, and this is why we're seeing this kind of behaviour coming, or we're seeing these attendance issues.
Yeah, I totally agree, Sammin. I suppose I'm curious as to, I mean, it'd be good to, if any of our listeners could sort of have a reflection on this and let us know. I'm curious to see whether student-specific strategies work or whole school strategies work, which is more effective, because that's quite a different approach for a school, isn't it? You can have your attendance strategy and your attendance policy, that's there, that's a given. You can have all your posts have your sort of aspects around, you get a gold star for this or that class gets that, you know, there's all these things that schools are, I'm sure, just, you know, trying to implement. But is there a different approach, which is it's individual student based? You can have your whole school policy, but is there the resource to enable teachers, attendance officers, or whoever it is in the school to focus on the individual reasons behind that?
I think that's really important what you're saying, because I think it is, first of all, that point you're making about attendance being promoted as a whole school is the culture that's embedded within the school and the values around education of school, and that's really important, and that has to be there, that as a whole school exercise. But what I've seen with individuals when attendance starts to drop is sometimes there isn't enough impact on that individual's story and what's going on with them. And I have, and you know, in my advocacy role, I've been working with a mother who's, you know, experiencing a lot of challenges in the home. There's domestic abuse, and she can't. Her son is struggling to come to school. She can't bring him to school, and she's approached the school. She's told them, you know, she's finding it harder and harder for him to come to school. And I think if there was more of a kind of inward focus in what's going on here, you'd be able to step back and go, there's all these issues that have led to this child not coming to school. And in this case, the mum is reaching out for support. She is saying, help me. And there is a link between the low attendance and the low attainment. You can see the attendance dropping and the grades dropping. And those two things are the two things that the school, that as a whole, impacts the entire school, impacts everything. So I think, yes, we need a culture, but really, where's the kind of individual focus going in? Because when I work with different individuals who are struggling with getting the children into school, it's not, I've never come across this a situation where a child's woken up and thought, you know what, I just don't feel like going in today.
Exactly. I totally agree. So it's good we're in agreement. We usually
We
are.
agree.
So looking forward, I suppose what we try to do in this podcast is think, okay, we don't want it to be a negative sort of, you know, sort of vent of our feelings. It's like, okay, what positives can we draw from this? So there is a new inquiry by the Education Select Committee. And one of the key takeaways that's just it's very current, schools in England use a large variety of strategies to improve pupil attendance. We know that, but again, that cross-fertilisation of what's working and what's not. Overall, the evidence on how effective different approaches are is weak, and with very few high-quality studies taking place in English schools. And there's some evidence of promise for parental engagement approaches, which we've talked about, and responsive interventions that meet the individual needs of the pupils. So the three takeaways pick up on a couple of themes that we actually have. So it's interesting, in our conversation, we've gone like this, and actually we've come back, and it's mirrored in these three takeaways from the Education Select Committee. I think for me, the most important area is the second point, which is there aren't enough studies taking place. And I'm fascinated by that because we know that attendance is crucial, as you say, for attainment. We know that attendance, poor attendance, tends to be students who are marginalised in some way, less than. So I wonder why there aren't more studies, why this isn't getting more attention. But I know there are some things coming through. I think there's something you might start to be working with soon.
Yeah, I'm going to be working with some doctors in Imperial University who are going to be look researching and looking at why attendance is falling. And you know, they're obviously looking at it from a kind of medical point of view and what's happening, and I'll be looking at it from an educational point of view. So, you know, as I learn more, as I know more, I will be sharing it, and Esther, we can kind of do some more work around it. So this is the sort of what we're, I feel like we're asking the why questions, and we'll soon be able to say, well, you know, here are some of the really interesting things out of the studies. I think I'm really keen to kind of, you know, make it known, to explore and look at why attendance is dropping, and what the kind of support we can offer parents. Because even in, you know, when I've had people approach me, everyone wants their child to go to school and to or to be receiving an education and the best education they can do, and you know, how we can be supporting parents to do that.
Thank you, Samreen. So we were discussing beforehand. We're thinking perhaps this is a series because it's such an important area. Oh, it's interesting when you look at that data. You say 7.9% of sessions missed, as opposed to 5.6% in the autumn of 2019. They're actually really big figures, aren't they? That's a lot of missed learning. So I agree. I think we need to, in the next session, perhaps unpick that a little bit. Excuse me, see if there is any research out there that's explaining why there is this rise.
Mm.
I like you, fascinating to understand that. Mm. And then the next session, I think there's then another one, is then what do we then do? If we can understand the why,
yeah,
what do we then do to try and affect it? So I think we're proposing perhaps another two at least on this topic, aren't we?
Absolutely. I mean, I think even while you're talking and bringing this up, even I'm starting to think about, you know, what's going on as to why young people can more easily just not go to school. This is what we were saying, you know, where is that? And the kind of things that I start to think about is that sense of community. You know, you know, when did you used to go to school, because that's where you would see your friends and that's where you would establish your sense of self and your sense of identity. And that's where you were part of that community. And then I wonder whether that community has just moved online. And
that's a fascinating reflection. Mm. Oh, gosh, we're nearly at the end. But we definitely need to explore that, because I totally see that.
Mm.
Because a group of students where they gain more sort of community spirit from online gaming than they do potentially in a classroom or playground environment.
Mm.
That's good. We'll hold that one. I'd be really fascinated to hear from some of our listeners on that. So we're going to do a next one, and we're going to look at the why, if possible.
The big why.
Yes, there's a big one for us to look at, but we hope to come back to all our listeners with some of our thoughts and research on that. But we'd love to hear from anybody who has any insight into that. We could try and see if we can get somebody to join us, perhaps somebody.
An attendance officer.
Yeah,
that would be really good.
Have a little bit of an insight into that. So let's look at that. Gosh, wonderful. Thank you. Really interesting discussion. As always, we go into it thinking it's going to go one way, and we've come out with a real key question that we can.
Absolutely. Oh, such a pleasure to talk about. I look forward to discussing more.
Yes, thanks a lot, Samreen. Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll come back to you with the next in this series around attendance.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.